In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So one cold January afternoon in 2009, U.S. Airways flight 1549 out of LaGuardia Airport in New York was heading to Charlotte, but as you all know, I think, it landed instead in the waters of the Hudson River after losing power from a bird strike. And probably most of you remember that event. If you don't, there's a movie called Sully about it, starring Tom Hanks, and he plays Chesley Sullenberger, Sully, who is a heroic pilot who saved everybody on board by landing the plane safely in the river. But you probably don't remember a man named Rick Elias from that day. I didn't either until I heard a podcast with him speaking about his experience that day sitting in seat 1D on that plane. And I found his story about finding life anew very relevant to New Sunday, Nordkirakki, which we celebrate in our church 8 days after Easter. So this man, Rick Elias, he describes how it was eerily quiet in the airplane because the engines went out and they were descending rapidly to the ground. And his mind was racing about his life, his work and his family. And he said he thought about all the people he wanted to reach out to and all the fences he wanted to mend, but he couldn't anymore. And he regretted time that were wasted on useless things. And he regretted that he didn't spend time on important people and things. And he was pretty surprised, he said, that as the plane dropped down, he actually knew he was going to die. But he wasn't so much afraid as he was just sad. He was sad because he had missed so much in his life. But miraculously, he and everyone else survived that crash, landing into the river. And looking back on that day, he said, I was given the gift of two miracles on that day. The first one only was that I survived. The second was I was given the gift to see into the future and to come back and live differently, to live life anew. What a stunning and powerful witness, which fits so well with what the disciples must have been feeling in those days after Jesus' crucifixion. First, it began to dawn on the disciples that they just might survive. Remember, their leader and friend and teacher was killed for being an enemy of the state, so they were at risk of their lives. But they started to come out of hiding because they remembered what Jesus told them. Jesus said, among other things, if the world hates and persecutes me, it will hate and persecute you. In the world you will face persecution, but take courage, I have overcome the world. God is a savior. God is a rescuer. That's, by the way, what the name Jesus means. Yahweh saves. And so whatever plane crash or train wreck or dumpster fire you might be going through, whatever darkness, let the light of Christ lead you, which as we read in today's reading, the light of Christ is the light of all people. And it shines in the darkness, and the darkness can't overcome it. So the first miracle is we're alive. But the second miracle is perhaps even greater, and it's more relevant today's New Sunday, Nordkirakki. Because remember the words of this crash survivor. His life was not only saved, it was given back again anew. He got new perspective, a chance to live in a new way. And that's the invitation, of course, of New Sunday. Not just more life, but new life. And as Jesus puts it, abundant life, abundant life. And he invited his followers to discover that with him, then and even today, we can find that abundant life. And that's the second miracle. But it can be tricky because where being rescued and saved is pretty passive and God does all the work. But abundant life has to be a partnership with God. It takes His grace, but it also takes our faith and commitment and discipline and courage. Remember what happened to Jesus' disciples after His crucifixion. Peter and the men were hidden away, afraid and probably guilty for betraying and denying Him. Mary Magdalene is so deep in grief that she can't even recognize Jesus when He's right in front of her. She thinks He's the gardener. And of course, famously, Thomas. Thomas can't believe in this new miracle of new life. And what does he famously insist? He says, unless I see the nails in Jesus' hands and put my fingers in them, I will not believe. What changes their minds? What changes their hearts? That is a mystery wrapped up with them and God, with you and I and God. But it is a close personal encounter with Christ and then responding to His call. Mary is right in front of Jesus. Can't see Him until Jesus says, Mary. But not just calls her name, gives her a mission. Mary, go to my brothers and tell them I'm returning to God, my Father and your Father. She responds to the call and her life is different forever. She's the apostle to the apostles. And then Thomas's doubt persists until he finally gets out of his own way and encounters God for who God is, and he says, my Lord and my God, and he becomes the apostle that literally traveled the ends of the earth for Jesus. Iran, India, perhaps even China, sharing the good news. Christos Hariavi Meridos, Christ is risen. And finally, Peter. Peter's given grace to undo those three denials of Jesus with three promises, right? Three promises to love and serve Christ and the new church that he was asked to lead. And Peter goes from being this spiritually bipolar type of disciple to the solid and faithful rock on which the church is built. So these are great miracles and great transformations. Sometimes they happen in dramatic ways that are worthy of feature-length films, but more often they happen year after year, Sunday after Sunday, when we give thanks that we're alive, and then we learn to thrive with new purpose. That's what Easter is, where we encounter the risen Lord and find we are never the same. We're renewed in character, we're renewed in purpose, but most importantly, we should be renewed in love. This Rick Elias says that after he survived the crash, all he wanted to do was be a good dad and value the good people in his life. And all of Jesus' disciples, they dedicated the rest of their lives to loving the Lord and loving those put in their path in that transformative love of Christ. And so on this new Sunday, may our relationship with our Lord and loved ones be renewed yet again in the miracle of this life and the calling of life eternal, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.